Dictation for Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Valenta, V as in Victor, A-L-E-N-T-A. Date of birth, September 4, 43. Next paragraph, Mrs. Valenta is a 78-year-old lady. New patient, dialysis facility, ALMA, A-L-M-A. She was doing peritoneal dialysis for about a year, developed fungal infection, changed into hemodialysis. She has moved to live with the daughter here in ALMA after two strokes back-to-back, a week apart within the last 1 year. She only knows that there were two different types of strokes. She does not recall any AFib. They didn't do any kind of carotid surgery. She has blindness because of this, not because of diabetes. She's able to move four extremities. There was no localized weakness in the past. Says to be able to eat. Daughter does denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Has bowel movements, she's not aware of bleeding, still makes some urine, no recent infection, cloudiness, no major edema, no major neuropathy, no palpitation symptoms, no chest pain palpitations, she denies dizzy and activity or oxygen, no orthopnea PND, no sleep apnea. Next paragraph has medical history for diabetes since 2006, hypertension longer than that. Recently, renal artery stenosis angioplasty within the last 1 year, apparently left-sided, prior urinary tract infection and kidney stones. She's not aware of deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no coronary artery disease or procedures. She's not aware of arrhythmia pacemaker or congestive heart failure, no liver disease, no stomach ulcers or colon bleeding. She's not aware of blood transfusion. She has this compromise of the eyes as well as the recent stroke. Records are going to be obtained. She's for legal purposes blind. Next paragraph, remote history of smoking more than 40 years ago, no alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, medication allergy include Benadryl, Flexeril, Zocor, and aspirin. Next paragraph, medications at home listed as Norco, Xanax, Inder, Sanaflex, Hydralazine, Norvas, Pepcid, Losartan, Allopurinol, Bumex, Lipitor, Renvela, Nurantin, Aspirin, but she didn't recognize most of them. I'm not sure if she's taking any of those. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, in terms of surgery, she says, I have a long list, talk to my daughter. I don't have, we will get the information later on. Next paragraph, on physical exam, she's alert to person, no, she's in the dialysis unit, a normal speech, she's blind, I don't see nystagmus, I don't see neck masses, carotid bruise or JVD, distant presence, no RALS, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, no edema, and no focal deficits, rigidity, involuntary movements. Next paragraph, dialysis, right-sided dialysis catheter, blood flow 400, dialysis flow 500, 3 hours, URI is 70 with a KTB 1.38. Target weight is around 72. Fluid removal around 2.5 liters or less. Blood pressure lows and highs, most of the time between 120s and 160s, over 50s and 70s. Albumin normal at 3.9, potassium elevated, 6.2. Potassium 1 bar, 1 hour. Now potassium improved, 4.6 to 5. Phosphorus is elevated, 6.5. She says not taking any binders. Calcium is at 9. PTH 306. She is not a transplant candidate. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, probably a combination of diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, also documented renal artery stenosis. next number. In terms of dialysis issues, clearance appears to be appropriate, target weight and fluid removal appropriate, nutrition appropriate, potassium improved, discuss about diet, phosphorus needs to restart binders, discuss about diet, not a candidate for transplantation, needs an AV fistula, she and family members are concerned about the stroke, effect of anesthesia, supposed to have a vascular, a surgical discussion and mapping today. We will update medication list for sure what she's taking. We will get the last discharge summaries, echocardiogram available, as well as review the most updated surgical list. End of dictation.